Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. This morning's show was Bud Freeman and his orchestra, a group of wonderful musicians, I believe playing for the Keynote label back in 1945. And the song they brought to us, Town Hall Blues. And in the group that day, in addition to Bud on tenor sax, was Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Vernon Brown on trombone, Ernie Casiris on clarinet, Gene Schroeder on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Bob Haggart on bass, and George Wetling on drums. Wonderful lineup of some of the great jazz musicians around. And these are recordings from the 1930s through to the 1950s, mostly for the independent jazz labels, and for which we are truly grateful because they leave us a wonderful treasury of jazz music from those three decades. And that's what we'll hear this morning. We're going to go now to 1956, and this is the Nat King Cole Trio. They're actually recording for Capitol Label, which is a label that Nat played for like most of his career. He's credited with having invented the piano trio. And he certainly made wonderful use of it. And he's joined on the trio today by Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. They're going to bring us the song You Can Depend on Me, written by Charles Carpenter, Louis Dunlap, and Earl Hines. They'll be followed up by Joe Bushkin and his sextet from 1944. And they're bringing us a song written by Bill Harris, who also happens to be playing trombone on this particular recording. It's called Picking at the Pick. I'm not quite sure what the pick is, but that's what they're doing, and they'd make a fine job of it. Ernie Figueroa on trumpet, Bill Harris, as I mentioned, on trombone, Zoot Sims, tenor sax, Joe Bushkin, of course, on piano, Sid Weiss on bass, and Specs Powell on drums. And then we'll be joined by one of our singers today, and that's Billie Holiday. Also from 1944, this is for the Commodore label. And Billie is joined, as so often on these recordings that she made for that label, by the piano trio of Eddie Haywood. In addition to Eddie, had John Simmons and Big Sid Catlett performing. The song is written by Oscar Hammerstein and Sigmund Romberg, and it's called Lover, Come Back to Me, which, by the way, was introduced in the stage operetta The New Moon in 1928. And Billie and Eddie will bring it to us from 1944. And we'll start with Nat King Cole and his trio, along with Harry Sweets Edison. You Can Depend on Me.
Although you say we're through, I'll always love you, and you can depend on me. Though someone you've met has made you forget, you know you can count on me. I wish you success and loads of happiness, but I must confess I'll be lonely. But if you ever need a friend, I'm yours to the end, and you can depend on me. I must must confess, I'll be lonely. But if you ever need a friend, I'm yours to the end. And you can depend on me. And you
remember every little thing you used to do. sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I grow lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder the sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
Just been listening to a delightful recording by Billie Holiday with Eddie Heywood and his trio, Lover Come Back to Me, from 1944. Before them, we heard also from 1944 from the Joe Bushkin Sextet, Picking at the Pick. And we started out with the Nat King Cole Trio from 1956, You Can Depend on Me. And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to jazz musicians in the small group format in recordings from the 1930s through to the 1950s. And coming up next is a group called Jess Stacy All-Stars. Well, Jess Stacy was a fine pianist, played with a number of the big bands, and this is a group that he set up towards the end of the 30s, and it was a very fine group. We will hear again from Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Irving Fazola on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Les Jenkins on trombone, Jess on piano, Sid Weiss again on bass, and Don Cart on drums. I believe this was taken from the personnel of the Bob Crosby Orchestra, a very fine organization of jazz musicians. Well, they will join us with the song I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me, which was written by Jimmy McHugh and Clarence Gaskell. Following Jess, we will go to 1936 and to the piano and friends of Teddy Wilson. Well, Teddy is no stranger to the show, one of the great pianists of the 20th century. A very fine style, just delightful to listen to. He, of course, played with the Benny Goodman Orchestra and later on had his own orchestra before continuing on in his career with smaller group formats. This is taken from 1936. He's actually playing with the Benny Goodman organization at this point. He has a small group, and it consists of himself on piano, Irving Randolph on trumpet, Vito Musso on clarinet, Ben Webster tenor sax, Alan Royce on guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. And they are playing I'll See You in My Dreams, written by Isham Jones and Gus Kahn. And to round out the set, we are going to go across to the UK, and this is, again, 1944. And it's a group led by pianist George Shearing. He'd started out in the UK and played for a while there before settling in the US, where he made his career home, and what a wonderful career that was. But this is 1944, this is the UK, and he's playing with a group consisting of Kenny Baker on trumpet, Harry Hayes on alto sax, Aubrey Frank on tenor sax, Tommy Bronley on bass, Carl Kramer on drums. And it was recorded, by the way, in London on February the 14th of that year. They're going to bring us a song written by Jack Baker called Trunk Call. And that's the George Shearing Sextet. And we'll start with Jess Stacy and his All-Stars, 1939, I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me.
Thank you.
Just been listening to the George Shearing Sextet with Kenny Baker on trumpet. 1944 Trunk Call was the name of the song. Teddy Wilson and friends joined us from 1936, I'll See You in My Dreams, and we started out Jess Stacy and his All Stars, 1939, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're enjoying songs from small jazz groups in recordings from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Our next recording is an absolute classic. It was from 1953, and it's by Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen. And that is Sidney on soprano sax, Jonah Jones on trumpet, Jimmy Archie on trombone, Buddy Weed on piano, Walter Page on bass, and Johnny Blowers on drums. The song is called Black and Blue, and it was written by Fats Waller, Andy Razaf, and Harry Brooks. And following them, we are going to hear from Bunk Johnson and Friends from 1942. This is a recording of the song Weary Blues, which was written by Artie Matthews. And Bunk has a very distinctive style, quite unique, on the trumpet, and we will hear that coming up. George Lewis joins him on clarinet, Albert Warner on trombone. We'll hear Walter DeCoux on piano, Chester Zardes on bass, and Edgar Moseley on drums. And that'll be from 1942. And then to 1945 and the J.C. Hurd Quintet. And that consists of J.C. Hurd on drums, Buck Clayton trumpet, Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Johnny Guarnieri, fine pianist, and Milt Hinton on bass. The song is called All My Life, and it was written by Sidney Mitchell. And that's the J.C. Hurd Quintet. And we'll start. It's a fabulous recording by Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen, Black and Blue, from 1953.
Thank you.
Just been listening to the J.C. Hurd Quintet from 1945, All My Life. Bunk Johnson joined us with his friends on Weary Blues from 1942, and we started out with the jazz classic Black and Blue, brought to us by Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen from 1953.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between, from Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're listening to songs in recordings from the 1930s and to the 1950s by musicians in the small group format. We're going to hear now from Fats Waller, one of the great entertainers and one of the finest pianists around. And this time, this is 1935, as I said. And the song is written by Leo Wood. And we're going to hear Fats and his friends, and they're going to bring us a song called Somebody Stole My Gal, as I said, written by Leo Wood. And then forward a couple of decades to 1958, and to the trumpet of Roy Eldridge. And this is from a series of recordings that he made for the Verve label in the 1950s. He's joined on many of them, as he will be today, by the piano trio of Oscar Peterson, and also by Stan Getz on tenor sax and Gus Johnson on drums. And the song is written by Roy Eldridge along with Stan Getz, and it's called Les Tricheurs. And following Roy, we're going to be joined by the wonderful trumpet of Chet Baker in his quartet with pianist Russ Freeman. And the song that they will bring us is also written by Russ Freeman, and it's called No Ties. And that's from 1953, Chet Baker and that wonderful trumpet. And we'll start with Fats Waller, Somebody Stole My Gal.
Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my gal. Some cat came in here and took her away all mercy. She didn't even say she leaves all mercy. Her kiss is alive and so she's missing mine, I know. Gee, you can see poor me, my lonesome pal. That woman come on running back to me. I ain't lying either. Somebody stole my gal. You're gonna try that woman now. No, I can't take it. Yeah, sure, I'm gonna find her now. Quick, watch through the needle. She's up to Maggie Jones. We're going up there and get her. Oh, man, I'll be up there. I don't want to get hurt. No!
Thank you.
we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our music. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few minutes with 2 hours of fabulous jazz this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. Our final song for today is from Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. It's from 1945. The song is written by Gus Kahn and Isham Jones, and it's called On the Alamo. Wild Bill on trumpet, Joe Marsala on clarinet, George Lugg on trombone, Eddie Condon on guitar, Joe Sullivan on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and again George Wetling on drums. Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, On the Alamo.